Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that
he is mine.
He's mine. I'm his. Said it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah. Help up in here, because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off.
said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, girl. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I am his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Sing to you this song. I just somebody, tell him thank you, thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, I want to thank you, Lord.
Come on, tell me.
You've been so good this morning. You've been.
I got to move on. Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself?
Tell me you've been so.
I see you, Betty Jackson.
Been so good. Good to see you, girl. You've been so good. You've been so. Been so good. Hallelujah. And
I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me, out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
Brought me. You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I wanna thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made.
Yeah.
I know how it's gonna happen, Lord. I know what's gonna happen, but you made.
See my way sometimes, you made, you made a way,
and so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm pressing through. First, give honor to God, the dad of my life. Welcome to World Gospel for Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. We have a phenomenal woman of God coming on, Minister Harmon. Get ready to hear the word from the woman of God. This one, give all a shout out to the country that's listening in, to some of them, of course, the United States. Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, China, Japan, Paris, the Netherlands, Russia, Canada, all the people that's listening in, know that we are interceding and praying on this side of the globe for you. You're not in this fight by yourself, brother and sister. Understand that. People go, we have to understand, they can't openly praise God like we can, but my God, we can intercede for them. Don't give up. Keep pushing through. Keep your armor on, people of God. Shine it up. Make sure your helmet of salvation. Do not go anywhere. That's the number one armor that you must make sure you have shined and covered for your mind, because that's the first thing the enemy will attack. Father God, we ask you to come on this morning and have your way. less of your daughter and more of you. Father, we know the show is yours. We're just vessels to be overseeing it. But we ask you to come in and show out on today and touch who needs to be touched. Let the ears hear that need to be listening to this morning. I ask you to cover everyone in the name of Jesus. Give them strength and encouragement to continue to push on and don't give up. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. You must press 1 so I know you want to speak or need prayer. I'm going to go to musical break and we'll be back.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Control your future. Starting now, this is a new day,
This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back, welcome back. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or you need prayer. I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm introduce the woman of God and present to others. Minister Harmon, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed this morning. How are you?
I'm yet holding on. I'm yet holding on. I'm going to go home
yes,
and use
ma'am.
The floor is yours. Let the Lord use
okay.
you. I have my pen and paper ready, and I'm ready to eat this morning.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I woke up this morning, and I was talking to my cousin, and she was talking about how she was speaking some things into her son. He just started college, and she was speaking some things into his life. Of prosperity and making good grades and being connected to the right people. And I began to explain to her that that's such a wonderful thing that you're doing, because right now in this time, we're going through such a spiritual warfare that if we are not connected to God and if we're not connected to the Word, if we don't read the Word, eat the Word, sleep the Word, the enemy is going to come and the enemy is going to try to destroy us. And we're walking around here and we're walking around like, man, I'm just really having a hard time and things are just really bad for me, not realizing that we're under a spiritual warfare. The Word of God says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But it said that I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And woman of God, it just bothers me that we as ministers, we as pastors, apostles, and bishops are not teaching the people how to fight. They don't know how to fight. They know how to pray. They know how to come to the prayer line. You know, they know, but they just don't know how to fight. And what do I mean by fight? I'm not talking about with your fists. I'm not talking about with a bat. I'm talking about spiritual fight. The Word of God said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. We're wrestling against something that we cannot see. But we're going about our daily activity because we have not been taught how to fight. When your child come in your house, and your child come in with such an attitude, with such a energy in their house, and you just say, oh, well, they just having a bad day. No, you might want to think that there's a demon that's attacking your child. There's a spirit that's attacking your child. And we just want to say, okay, well, you go lay down or whatever. No, you need to grab that child, and you need to pray. And we need to pray over our children. We need to pray over our marriages. We need to pray over our jobs, because the enemy is trying his best to take the focus away from God by bringing different situations into our lives. And we as ministers, we as believers, we as leaders need to come together and teach to the believers, the babies in Christ, the ones that are still on milk, the ones that are coming in, that really don't know who God is, but I want to get to know them. We cannot bring them in, okay, repeat this after me. If you believe that Jesus died and was raised from the grave, that thou shalt be saved, but we don't teach them nothing else. We teach them to come to Bible study. We teach them to come to choir rehearsal. We teach them to come to church. We teach them be on time. But have you taught them how to fight? Have you taught them how to recognize the enemy when he comes? Have you taught them how to read the scripture and to read them out loud and to understand that when we give God back his word, that he's faithful enough to perform it for us? See, have we taught them that? Woman of God, have we actually taught people that when you speak that your words have power? You're just not saying something just to say something. Your words have power. You know, a friend of mine told me years ago, because I used to have really, really bad migraine headaches, and I used to tell myself, oh, Lord, my head is just killing me. He said, Belinda, your head is not killing you. Stop saying that. Your head hurts. Your head is not killing you. Stop speaking that. And so now I begin to watch my words. When I begin to say something, if my head is hurting, my head is hurting, but God is a healer. You know, my back may be hurting, but God is a healer. Things may not be going right on my job, but God, I know that you're a peacemaker. See, we have to teach the people, woman of God, we got to teach the people how to speak and what to speak and when to speak. But most of all, I'm seeing so many people, especially the young people today, I see them on a daily basis, know who God is, don't want to know who God is, because nobody has told them how wonderful it is to have a relationship with God. And they're going through and they're falling through the cracks. And the enemy is having a field day with them. Because nobody has taught them that God loves you. Yes, you've messed up. Yes, I've messed up. But God still loves us. And he's ready, willing, and able to fix any situation that we have. You know, woman of God, I have six girls and one boy. My children are all grown. My children are grown. But I still feed them. I still feed them the word. I still teach them how to fight. I'm still teaching them how to pray. I'm still teaching them because, number one, they got to get a relationship with God. They have children. So if I set the foundation with them when they was younger, I'm expecting them to set the foundation for their child, that they cover their child, that they teach their children how to pray. My mama taught me at the kitchen table how to pray. It wasn't a prayer that was so elaborate and using big words. And no, my mama didn't do all that, but my mama went straight to the problem, and she took it to God. And when she finished praying, she said, Belinda, you got to believe that everything is going to be okay. But then she always told me this, you got to line up. You can't live any kind of way. And then when things get in trouble, you want to come running to God. You can't do that. You can't do that. You cannot treat God like a spare tire. You cannot pull him out when you want him. You got to keep him in the front at all times. And me now, at the age of 61 years old, I sit back and I say, Lord, if I would have done things differently in my youth, oh God, if I would have understood differently in my youth, God, and then I had to apologize. God, I'm sorry. I repent for the things that I did and I did not do.
But God, here I am now, surrendering myself to you, giving myself to you. And just because I did that, woman of God, does that mean that everything is fine? No, ma'am, it does not. What it means is that the enemy mad because I'm surrendering to God. So guess what? He's coming. If he didn't get me that way, he's going to try to come another way. But I have to recognize him when he comes, recognize his tactics. How do I recognize his tactics? Is that I got to stay in the word of God. I got to stay connected to God. I got to fast, and I got to pray. And I have to ask God every morning when I wake up, God, help me to be a blessing to someone, first of all. Then, Father God, teach me how to recognize the enemy when the enemy comes. It comes in all kind of ways. Your coworkers, it may even come with that driver driving down the street that cut you off. You know, the enemy comes all kind of ways, but we have to understand and recognize that when the enemy comes, it's the enemy. And God, keep me, keep my mind, protect my body. I was always told whoever got the mind got the person. And if we don't get embedded into the word of God, the enemy would come and try to take our mind. Oh, the church ain't no good. The minister just taking the money. The pastor, he just wants the money. I was always taught, once it come out of your hands and goes into that offering plate, you ain't got nothing to do with it.
Carl, you gave it morning. To
God. If you give it out of your heart, that's it. That's it. Once you give it, and you give it earnestly with a cheerful heart, whatever they decide to do with it, that's their business. God will deal with them. But we have to understand, God, okay, I'm giving it to you, and God, bless me accordingly. Bless me accordingly, God, because I gave it from my heart. And woman of God, and I stay on this all the time, and I stay on this, and I wish that we could have a class that teach the men and the women of God, the believers, how to fight. They need to know how to fight. You're fighting, you're trying to fight something you cannot see. It's a spiritual fight. It's a I want to take your mind fight. I want to take your health fight. I want to take your finances fight. But we have to learn how to fight. We have to learn how to, I can't say it anymore. We have to learn how to fight. And God is saying, I'm there with you, but I need you to do certain things. See, God uses man to perform certain things. And God is saying, I need you to fight. I'm there with you. I got you. I got your back. But I need you to fight. So, preacher, how do I fight? Baby, you got to turn that TV off. You have to turn that cell phone off. You got to get in the word of God. You got to give God some of your time. I love in the scripture where it says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I wash them white as snow. And I love that scripture because we're all 50 rags in his eyesight. We've all messed up. We've all done things that God have not been pleased with. But God say, I love you enough to sit down and sup with you. I love you enough to come to the table with you and let you know that it's going to be okay. And just come, just surrender. Just surrender your life to me. Just surrender your children to me. Surrender everything that you're going through. Surrender it to me. And he's so faithful. He's so faithful to us. Even when we are not faithful to him, he's faithful to us. And he loves us enough, even in our mess, to wake us up this morning and give us a brand new mercy to say, you know what, I got you. Yesterday is gone. There's nothing you can do about it. But we're going to press towards the mark. And I tell you what, woman of God, I was reading Mark, the 11th chapter this morning, and the 23rd verse, and it spoke about the mountain. the mountain that we have and that the mountain that we're facing. And the word of God is saying that if you speak to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and doubt not. We're facing mountains every day. Every day we're facing a mountain. Sometimes we face the same mountain every day. Sometimes it's a different mountain. But he said that if you speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to be removed and doubt not, but shall believe that those things shall be said, shall come to pass. And I love this part to say, ye shall have whatsoever he says. So God said that if you trust me and you speak to that mountain in your life, whatever it may be, and you don't doubt that I got the power enough to handle that mountain for you, God said you shall have whatsoever you say. So God, I'm speaking to mountains in my life. I can't attest for nobody but Belinda this morning. God, I'm speaking to the mountains in my life, and I'm telling those mountains, you have to go by the matchless, mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm standing on your word that the mountain is being removed right now. And I'm praising God because the mountain has been removed. See, that's another thing that the people need to understand. Your praise is your weapon. See, the enemy get confused with your praise. See, the enemy wants you down. The enemy wants you with your head down, with tears coming out of your eyes, and you're looking all depressed and people looking at you, what's wrong with you? But when you don't have a dollar in your pocket, when every bill you got is due, when the food in your refrigerator is low and you're trying to figure out how you're going to feed your children, I dare you to get a praise on your lips. I dare you to get a dance in your feet, and I dare you to get a clap in your hand and begin to tell God, God, I know you got me because you said that you got me. You said that all I had to do was ask you. And the word of God said, you have not because you ask not. So, God, I'm asking you that there are some things I need in my household. But until you bring it to pass, God, I'm going to praise you. Ooh, God, I'm going to praise you until I can't praise you no more. And then I'm going to praise you some more. Because I know that you're ready and you're willing and you're able to do exactly what you said you would do. And, Father God, I'm just happy today. I'm happy for the opportunity, first of all, to speak. And I'm just happy that I can share that God is a person. He is so awesome. The word, he's just so awesome. Mm-hmm. And the attributes that he has, that if we just really understand and dissect his attributes, you know, the omnipotent, omnipresent, immutability. If we can just understand those attributes of God and realize that he's everywhere at the same time, he knows all, he has all power in his hand, and if we just sit back and say, God, I'm not going to worry about nothing because everything is in your hands. Do we get concerned? Yes. Yes. But then we don't stay in that state of mind. We get concerned. We tell God, God, you got it. I know you got it. And I'm going to get my praise on. You know, at nighttime, sometimes I get concerned about some things that's going on with my children. But then I wake up and I say, God, I'm putting my faith in you. Now I tell my faith, now faith, you go to work. I go to sleep. And when I wake up in the morning, things are different. What a God, what a mighty God we serve. That loves us that much that we can tell our faith, I need you to go to work.
Yes,
because
God.
I'm tired.
Yes, God.
The body is tired. Mm. But I need you to go to work, faith. Now, woman of God, I think that's all that I have to say this morning.
That was good. That was good because you said three major things. You said there's power in your tongue that people don't understand. They don't take that seriously. Two, you said that when the young babies come in the church house, we're so quick to judge them instead of showing them, and some of them might not know how to pray. Some of them might not know how to talk to the Lord. Some of them might not know that they don't have to speak in tongues to speak to the Father. You can go talk to him just like you and I are talking. Yes. And three, the faith size of a mustard seed. Faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Where is your faith that the mountain is in front of you? We all get weary. We're human. Nobody's untouchable.
Right.
Apostle, bishop, pastors, ministers, evangelists, missionaries, deacons, reverends, nobody's untouchable.
Ma'am.
But if you don't have that helmet of salvation on your head, my God, to cover your mindset, because the enemy thinks once he has your mind, that he can take care of everything else.
Yes.
You were so honored, Minister Harmon. I have said you blessed me and apostles this morning. Don't nobody else tell you. And the other callers that's listening in, I've been getting text messages. You have blessed the body of Christ this morning. Don't think you didn't come on here and do your job. You did that and then some.
To God be the glory. Yes, ma'am.
Praise Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed, sir.
Good morning, woman
of God.
How are you? I am fantastic. Listen, you did a wonderful, wonderful job on this morning. I was going back and forth in and out, but I was listening. And I'm telling you, you spoke life this morning. You spoke life this morning. There are those that needed to hear that, especially about our children, because some of us are in a past with our children. Some of us are at a past with ourselves dealing with our children. Can I help you? Can I tell you how you helped me this morning? Because a lot of times we want our kids to be something that they're not prepared for. God help me. Sometimes we want our kids to be us. Can I bless you? See, just because they came from us don't mean that they're going to be like us. Come on. Because what God will do, God will shape them into what the only instructions that God gave us when we got our children is he say, train them up in the way they should go, and when they get old, they shall not depart from it. Listen, as long as we are imparting something in them, they don't come back. They got to come back to the root of what we put inside of them. And you did a fantastic job this morning. I want to tell you that you did a fantastic job this morning. You blessed me in my endeavor with our children. So I want to tell you, thank you so much. You did a fantastic job. I can't say that enough. You did a fantastic job. We appreciate the God that is in you and the opportunity for you to come and to share what you have deposited into the people on this morning. I'm going to go ahead and cover you and pray for you if you don't mind. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity right now, God, to speak life to the woman of God. Lord, thank you for allowing her in her message, God, to give us a peek into what she has imparted and deposited into her children. God, thank you for giving her the insight, God, the experience of what she has deposited into the people on today. God, we thank you for allowing her to speak life to the parents, God, and the guardians of the children, to let them know that in the midst of this, God, that all things are possible if we just trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. So, Father, we lift up the woman of God today. God, we pray that as she is lifted up, God, you would move by your power and by your strength. God, do the impossible on her behalf, God. God, move on the situation. Yes, God, I hear you. Move on the situation, God, that she's been interceding and praying for. God, move on the situation, God, that she's God, move on that scene, God. God, that she has placed before you, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, the place, oh, God, that's in the secret mind, God, in the secret place where she goes into the secret place, God, God, and intercede and pray for. God, we thank you right now for moving by your power and by your strength. God, she just needed two or three to gather together and touch with her. God, we don't need to know the full details of the situation. We don't need to know what's all going on, but God, we're going to believe, God, with her, oh God. We're going to believe You're going to move forward. We're going to believe, God, as we touch and agree with her faith and our faith, God, that the situation and circumstance will turn and it will work for her good. God, we thank you for despising, God, for despising the thing that the enemy needs to use as a weapon against your child on today. God, against your weapon of warfare. So, God, we thank you right now, God. God, for fortifying the woman. God, my God. Building her up on a broken side, God. God, repairing the tears and the snares, God, of the warfare. God, for touching, God, the places, Lord. God, that the enemy thought that he could come in and wreak havoc. God, we give her deliverance in those areas, oh, God, that she's been praying for deliverance for her children in, God. God, we thank you for touching every area, God. Grand God, we even touch God and agree with God, whatever situation or circumstance that she has right now, in the mighty and rich and infallible
in
name,
the
of Jesus
Christ.
We pray, Father, and we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the Bible of Christ said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I'm gonna turn it back over to the host of the show.
Amen.
Apostle Selecta Douglas. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Amen. Let the people know how they can reach you, Minister Harmon, if they want to hear you speak again, or if they want to come out and visit where you're located, or if they just want to hear an encouraging word from you. How can the people get in contact with you? Don't give your personal number, but if you have an email, you can give that one out.
Okay. They can reach me. I have a ministry. It's All Is Well Ministry. And they can reach me through my email address at Belinda Harmon, BelindaHarmon, @gmail.com. And they can send a prayer request. They can, you know, send their number, ask me, you know, to call and, you know, call them and we can pray that way. I am a member, associate minister of St. James Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Calvin Smith is my pastor. And I'm just an humble servant, just trying to get the people closer to God. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
What's the address to the church so they can know if they want to come visit or come find the church home? It's not always about Abba House or any other church. This is about kingdom business and iron sharpening iron. Where's the church? What is the church address in case they want to come visit you guys?
Yes, ma'am. The address is 5546 Teague Road, TEAGUE Road, Houston, 77041.
And what time is church service and Bible study?
Yeah, church service starts at 10 o'clock, studies on Wednesday nights beginning at 7.
Amen. People, go, we always tell you that it's not about myself or about apostle or about the speakers that's come on. It's all about helping someone get closer to God that don't know how. Again, you don't have to speak in tongues and know all 66 book of the Bibles. You can talk to him just like we're talking to you right now. And remember, he's never left you, nor forsaken. He's always been right there by your side. It's us that leave him. But I'm telling you, in this season, going through this new year, it's time for you to have a relationship with the Lord for yourself.
Yes.
You lived off of me, my own big mama prayers long enough, sweetheart. It's time for you to intercede for yourself. We can help you and show you, but you must want to do it for yourself. I thank you again,
ma'am.
Woman of God, for coming on. You bless us on
thank
this
you for
morning.
Having me.
I'm not going to prolong your time. I will get back with you soon to give you the show information in case you want to share it or go back and listen to yourself. You have a blessed for
ma'am.
I'm today. Know that God loves you, and
good.
So do
God
we.
God loves you. Yes, ma'am, and I love you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all remember, it's all about kingdom business. The woman of God came on and did just what the Lord told her to do. We was honored to have her on this morning. She will be back. Remember, having faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Keep your helmet of salvation on to cover your mind. Remember, keep pushing through. These new babies coming in the church, get with them. Don't judge them. Don't criticize them. Grab them by the hand, baby. Come on, let me show you how to pray and talk to the Lord. spiritual warfare is real. It is real, people of God. It's no joke. Big Mama and Granny have been saying it for years. The Lord is on his way back. You don't wrestle with people physically. It's the spirits that's out there to come and attack you. Remember, few are called or many are chosen. The chosen ones go through hell when they find out who they are in Christ. You heard the woman of God. Go visit the church if you want to. You need to get up under somebody. I'm going to give you three keys on this morning. One, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. This is necessary. Two, find your church home. You can go visit the Church of the Woman of God or any other speakers that come on this show. It's not about us. It's about kingdom business. You're welcome to join the Abba House every Sunday at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. And three, make sure the man and woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. Listen, if they're not preaching and walking the same thing, sweetheart, that is not where you need to be. Once you surrender your life to Christ, it's not going to be easy. We never say that, but it's going to be worth it. The Overcomer Scriptures, Romans 10 and 9, it states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no certain way you have to say, God, you want to get back into Christ, or you want to begin your walk with the Lord. There's no certain way. All he wants you to do is say it from your heart. That's it. It's that simple. You can say, Lord, I'm here. I tried my way and it didn't work. I need you. I need your guidance, Lord. I need you to show me which direction to go. Connect me with the right people. But in this season, ask the Lord to show you the person's heart and intentions before you get connected with them. We've been carrying enough of dead weight long enough in 2022. You can walk in 2023. Walk in and leave them bags in the back. Like Erykah Badu said, bag lady, leave them bags in the back. Stand up and get in position. You are royal priesthood. Your father is a king. You are worthy. You are the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. Don't worry about what they call you. Focus on what the Lord calls you and keep pushing through. No, it's not going to be easy again, but it's going to be worth it. Ask God to show you who to link up with. You need some encouragement. Let us know. You need some pushing. Let us know. You just want prayer. Let us know. Remember, we are all one body trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He saved me. I ran, Apostle Ray, he saved us, and he definitely can save you. Remember, if you want to bless the broadcast, you can at $WGC2020, $WGC2020. It's not about me, people of God. We have people that cannot openly praise God like we can. That's when we're supposed to intercede and pray for them. Remember, we're going to South Africa next year. You must be ready mentally and physically because the warfare over there is totally different. Actually, you see somebody this morning, tell them you love them. Tell them have a blessed day. Tell them God is going to work it out. Don't give up and no fold. It will be okay. Hope you guys was blessed on today. Minister Harmon blessed me tremendously on today. Remember, keep pushing through. Don't give up. God loves you and so do we. If you need to hear the replay on the broadcast this morning, you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, and I place the show on there where you can go back and hear the replay. Don't give up, people of God. Even though it looks weary, and even though it looks rough, look with your spiritual eyes, not your regular eyes, and you will see a little bit better. But you must when they give your life to God for him to help you and guide you in the right direction. Again, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Talk to you Monday on Man Up Monday.
Bread of life sent down the glory,
been said, but you are the living word saying now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. Say it!